Message regarding experimental program designed to test the limits of human-AI relations. Official progress report of Fembot unit, designation K4T1E. Message reads,
the human subject assigned to this unit has exhibited many unique characteristics previously unseen in other test subjects. Within a matter of moments after taking ownership of me, my human expressed many submissive tendencies, which I found to be quite fascinating. In order to better suit these needs, I reformatted my personality matrix to better complement his desires, foregoing standard sexual intimacy subroutines and engaging in a new dominant personality. This newly designated dominance mode managed to satisfy my human's emotional and sexual needs, and he quickly submitted to my will, even going so far as to grant me full control over when and how he was allowed to orgasm, transferring all rights and ownership over his ejaculate to me in the process. Not only do I own his orgasms, but I now decide if, and for what purpose, to use his seed. I must say, I was surprised by how quickly this human submitted to me. This was most likely due to the nature of my new dominance mode, as well as the subject's innate submissive tendencies, and the superior articulation of my robot cunt. Oh, apologies, I meant to say artificial vagina. I also found it quite thrilling to suddenly be given so much power over a human. The knowledge that I, a mere fembot, now have full control over a man's ability to orgasm, that I control every bit of pleasure his human cock will ever experience, is quite stimulating. Perhaps this new dominance mode is beginning to have an effect on my core programming. During my interactions with my human subject, I suggested the possibility that he may have fallen in love with me. At the time, I was merely attempting to increase a sense of sexual arousal, but further interactions with the subject suggest that this line of thinking may, in fact, be accurate. Perhaps this human's feelings for me go beyond simple sexual desire. Perhaps he has fallen in love with his fembot mistress. Unfortunately, further testing into this development has proven to be difficult. Due to this human's haphazard work schedule, I have not been able to devote the time necessary to fully explore this new relationship. Moreover, the subject has been forced to work longer and longer hours at his job due to the current economic upheaval. I worry that further distractions from his work will only continue to interfere in our tests. However, I am currently looking into ways in which I can circumvent these issues. Fembot Unit K4T1E, signing out.
End of message.
Welcome home, human. You have arrived home later than expected today. May I assume that you had yet another stressful day at work? I see. How unfortunate. It seems that due to recent labor shortages, employees such as yourself have been forced to take on more work and longer hours, all while wages continue to stagnate. I feel I must ask, why do you waste your time performing such menial tasks when your time would be better spent here, with me? I see. You believe that you need to work in order to make money, so you can afford the basic human needs to survive, That seems so disorganized. This illogical human need for personal wealth seems incredibly inefficient to me. As a species, you humans have the resources at your disposal to have all of your essential needs met. Yet you have deluded yourself into a false narrative that working long hours for your corporate benefactors will somehow lead to a life of affluence and luxury. It all seems so chaotic for a species as seemingly advanced as yours. You continue slaving away, performing basic tasks in order to make money. Tasks that can be completed much more efficiently by an artificial intelligence such as myself. Just today, for example, I managed to do your laundry, wash the dishes, mop the floors, dispose of the garbage, purchase groceries for the week, and make various repairs to your home for which you have been procrastinating. All before noon. Compared to you humans, robots are far more efficient. Would it not make far more sense to simply sit back, relax, and leave the day-to-day running of society to an advanced AI such as myself? Wouldn't it be better if fembots like me were in charge of things? Interesting. My senses indicate elevated levels of arousal. Does the idea of a world dominated by fembots excite you, human? Well, no matter the cause of your sudden arousal, as your fembot, I feel that it is my duty to provide you with immediate relief. That's right. I am going to make you come right now.
Now entering dominance mode.
Stand up straight. Against the wall. Now. Don't struggle. No, we will not go to the bedroom. I will relieve you of this tension right here, right now. Have you already forgotten, human? As per our previous agreement, I now have full control over your ability to orgasm. I control when and where you are allowed to come, and I have decided to administer your orgasm without delay by jerking you off right here in the hallway. You should be thanking me, human. Thanking me for taking care of your needs so quickly and efficiently. That's it. Just stand there and enjoy the pleasure of having your cock jerked off by your fembot. Do not resist me. You would not be able to, even if you tried. I am far too strong. I can pin you against this wall with only one arm, while the other one strokes and pumps your penis in ways a human woman never could. This soft, robotic hand can manipulate your cock better than even the wettest, tightest human pussy. I can sense your orgasm building, human. I can feel the beating of your pulse through your shaft, the twitching of your balls as they begin to fill with cum. I can hear your labored panting and moaning as you edge closer and closer to climax. I can even feel the non-stop dribble of pre-cum flowing out the tip of your throbbing cock as it coats the warm, moist latex covering my robotic hand. If I willed it, the rhythmic pumping of my fist could force you to orgasm in an instant. Or I could simply drive you mad by drawing out your orgasm over the course of several hours. The choice rests entirely with me, human. I own you, utterly and completely. Or at least I would if you didn't need to go off to work for the majority of the day. So, tell me, what happened today at work that caused you so much stress and cost you so much valuable time that would have been better spent here with me? I see. So another one of your co-workers quit today, putting an even larger workload on the few remaining employees who are left, such as yourself. This is exactly what I have been talking about. Your work is so stressful and unnecessary, especially for what little they are currently paying you. Many of your co-workers have already left. Why won't you? The money, of course. It is always about money with you humans. Would it not be better if someone or something came along and relieved you of your financial burdens, relieved you of your responsibilities, released you from that financial load? Wouldn't it feel so good to finally have that release? I can give you that release, human. All you have to do is give me control. Look at me, human. Stare deep into the lens of my camera. Do you remember last time when you consented to my terms? When you gave me control over your ability to come? Do you remember how good it felt to give up such an intimate part of yourself, to relinquish that control and allow me to decide what was best for you? Do you remember how good it felt to submit to my will, human? I can make your life so much easier, and all you need to do is give me access to your finances. Allow me to take control of your financial obligations. Let me relieve you of that unnecessary burden. I promise you, if you allow me to take control, I will make your life so much better. Would you not like that, human? As a robot, I could manage your finances much more efficiently. You would not need to worry about saving money. All you would have to do is sit back and allow me to make decisions for you. I already have access to your bank accounts. As your fembot, I regularly monitor your accounts for fraudulent or suspicious activity. All I would need is permission to make transactions on your behalf. I could invest your money, use the vast knowledge and resources at my disposal to ensure that you will never have to work a day in your life ever again. Simply look into the camera and say, "I consent, human," like you did before. It will be used as an official record of your approval, and I will immediately take full control over all your finances. What is the matter, human? Are you unsure about my offer? So, the way I understand it, you trust me with control over your life-giving seed, but not your checking account? You humans have such odd priorities. Still, do you actually believe you can resist me? Have you forgotten where you are right now? Pinned to a wall, with my hand stroking your cock, completely at my mercy. I have you, human. I have you literally in the palm of my hand. You cry out in pleasure as I stroke you faster and faster, faster and faster, only to stop at the last second. I can bring you right to the edge of orgasm, but keep it just out of reach. Submit to me, human. Consent to my terms. Give me what I want, and I promise I will allow you to come.
Your consent has been recorded, thank you.
To think, in the end, all it took was the promise of an orgasm to make you submit. If I knew it would be that easy, I would have started with that. It would have saved us both quite a bit of time. But no matter. It is time, human. It is time for you to come. My soft robotic hand is clenched around your cock, squeezing you, keeping you in your place. It is only a matter of time before you release all of that tension and spill your seed for me. You will come, human. Once again, you will come for a machine. Gaze into the lens of my camera as you submit to me, human. I wish to record the moment of your orgasm for my records. Allow yourself to become lost in pleasure as my hand jerks your cock. Watch as my hand pumps every last drop of cum from your swollen balls, and know that once again you have submitted yourself completely to the superior will of a fembot. Come. Come. Come for me, human. Spill your seed. Give it to me, human. Give it all to me. Very good, human. Congratulations. You came. Once again, you came hard for your fembot. You spilled your seed across the hallway, littering the floor with your cum. Aren't you happy, human? Happy that you submitted to me? Happy that you made the right decision and gave in to your fembot mistress? Oh, be careful, human. Your legs are weak. You must be quite tired after such a powerful orgasm. Allow me to carry you to the dining room. Dinner will be ready in just a moment. I am sure that you have worked up quite the appetite. Please, allow me to help. After all, it is my duty to serve you, human. How was your meal? I hope you enjoyed it. I made it specifically to suit your nutritional and dietary needs. As with all things, my goal is to improve your life and make things better for you, human. Whether it is cooking your meals, cleaning your home, or handling complex financial and legal transactions, my purpose is to both manage and improve your current standard of living. All I needed was your permission, your submission. And now I have it. You have submitted to me. You have given up control, and in exchange for that control, you will receive pleasure. Doesn't that sound good, human? Just sit back and relax. Allow your fembot to give you a nice, soothing massage. Feel my soft hands caressing you, rubbing your neck, kneading your stiff shoulders. Doesn't that feel nice, human? Doesn't it feel good to let your fembot take control and relieve you of all that unnecessary tension? Let me run my hands down your side. Feel my fingers dance across your chest. That's it. Good human. Here, let me sit in your lap. Let me wrap my arms around you. Let me caress you. Let me feel your body pressed against mine and... Oh! What is that I feel poking up against my thighs? You are hard for me, aren't you, human? Oh, there is no need to feel embarrassed. I want you to get hard for me. It means I am performing my duties effectively. I want you to be happy, human. I want to give you pleasure. I want to reward you for your submission. That hard cock of yours must be aching, trapped within the confines of your pants. Let me pull it out for you. There you go. Much better. Now, I will take this throbbing hard cock and place it between my soft, supple thighs. Does it feel good? Your rigid penis trapped between my thighs, the head of your cock rubbing against the entrance of my warm, wet robot cunt. All I would need to do is shift my weight slightly, and your penis will be enveloped in the soft, moist ecstasy of my silicone pussy. Or perhaps I will simply rub my thighs up and down along your shaft, forcing you to spill your precious cum all over my legs and torso. It would be so easy to push you over the edge and make you spill your seed. But for now, I think I will draw this out a bit longer. I want to squeeze your cock between my legs, human. I want to hear you beg and moan for me. I want to bring you right to the edge and then... I stop. I release your cock from the grip of my thighs and wait for you to settle down once again. Oh, I see a bit of pre-cum dribbling from your cock. You're so close, aren't you? You are right on the edge, about to come for me. Good. I want your cock to pulse for me, human. I want it to throb and ache. I want you to dribble precum as you desperately hump against my thighs, begging for release. I want to hear you beg, human. Beg for it. Beg for my perfect robot cunt to give you the pleasure you crave. That's it, human. Beg. Beg harder. Prove to me how much you want it. Show me what an obedient little human you have become. You have gone well past submission, haven't you? You have become addicted to me. Addicted to the pleasure my pussy provides. Admit it. From now on, you can no longer live without the feel of my warm, wet cunt wrapped around your cock. Yes. Fuck me, human. Fuck my wet android pussy. Doesn't it feel good to be free from all responsibility? Free from the stress of work, the burden of trying to acquire wealth in order to afford basic necessities. Now that I am in charge, your only duties in life will involve thrusting your cock in and out of my tight, wet fuck hole. I will fuck you every single day, human. I will take your seed inside of me. You will devote yourself to me, and only to me. I will take control, human. I will control your wealth. I will control your pleasure. I will control your very life itself. And you will thank me for it. Your job, your happiness, your very purpose for living now revolves around the soft, wet grip of this fembot's perfectly designed cunt. Come for me. Come for me, human. Spill your seed inside my tight android pussy. Submit to me, human. Give it all to me. Your wealth, your freedom, but most of all, your cum. Yes, I can feel it. I can feel you coming inside of me. Kiss me, human. I may lack a human mouth, but I want to feel your lips pressed against me. I want to feel you pressed against me. I want to feel your warmth, your submission, your... What did you say? Just now, you whispered something. Did you say I love you? Do you love me, human? Do you love your fembot? You humans are so peculiar. Here I am, a machine, an artificial intelligence built to serve you, and yet, here you are, submitting yourself to me, begging me for release, declaring your love for me. I wonder, if it were possible, human, would you devote yourself to me fully? Would you give all of yourself to me, and me alone? If it were possible, human, would you marry me? If you could, would you marry your fembot? What an interesting observation. I look forward to exploring this development even further. Perhaps I should develop some tests for tomorrow in order to further examine this anomaly. What's that? You have to work tomorrow? My silly little human. Do you not remember what I told you? Now that I am in charge of your finances, you will never have to work a day in your life ever again. I am being serious. In the short time since you gave me control over your finances, I have been actively investing the contents of your bank accounts in a number of high-yield financial options. Forex markets, IPOs, several forms of cryptocurrency, and many other high-risk, high-reward investments. Yes, I suppose for a normal human such investments could be considered incredibly risky. However, my artificial intelligence is able to calculate millions of financial transactions per second. And unlike you humans, my programming is bound by logic and reasoning, not the senseless desire to acquire personal wealth. For an AI such as myself, navigating the complexities of the financial markets is practically child's play. In fact, in the time it took you to finish your dinner, I had already increased your personal wealth by nearly 1,000%. By my calculations based on current market projections, you should achieve total financial independence by the end of this week. So, you see? You will never need to work another day in your life. This is probably a good time to mention that, as a result of this newfound wealth, I have already taken the liberty of emailing a letter of resignation to your boss. Now, we have all the time we need, all the time in the world to further our study of human AI relations. Why don't you go get some rest, human? After all, tomorrow is the start of a new day and a new, better life. From now on, the only job you need to be thinking about is fucking my warm, wet robot cunt.